There you have it, e Huama. That's Paige with E Kore A Muri E Hokia. Too much to hate. Sheesh. Love that. Coming up now, e Huama, we've got a kōrero by Craig Simpson, who's the founder of GridFree, who our Te Reo spoke to earlier today. And so we've got this kōrero by the both of them coming up for you now. And then we will head straight into a waiata after that kōrero. So don't go too far. We also have the English news after that. E Huama. Then we have a bit of yarns. Not too far after that. Looking forward to it. And looking forward to this kōrero about grid, well, I guess off-grid living in Aotearoa. Che, are are mai e Huama.
GridFree, a lending advocate for off-grid living in Aotearoa, announced today the recipients of this year's annual off-grid solar power giveaway. Sarah and Tim Webb and their young whānau from South Hokianga won a free solar system and installation from GridFree. GridFree aims to make off-grid living accessible and affordable for Kiwis. And speaking with me today is founder Craig Simpson. Kia ora, Craig.
Kia ora.
So what are the origins of GridFree?
Oh, I bought a piece of land up in the northern Kaipara, and I rang up North Power and said, can I get the power on to where I built my little cabin? And they said, 90 grand. And I was like, okay, I can't afford that. And then I thought, oh, well, I'll go solar, and found solar so hard to navigate, and I just wanted to build it myself. So once I'd sorted the problem, I thought, well, maybe other people have the same problem. And that's how GridFree was born. And I got the team together and we started building kits. And that's what we do. We sell sort of DIY solar kits.
And how long have you guys been doing the annual giveaway for?
3 years now. It all started 3 years ago. I had someone come up and go, oh, Craig, you do solar up at my place. And he goes, there's somebody down by the marae, and he's got solar. And I went down there and checked his out, and it was a whole bunch of old junk. And I said to him, hey, look, I've got some old solar gear up in my barn that I'm not using because, you know, when we're building the business, why don't I give you some of that and you pay for the rest? And I did that for him, and it was awesome because he was living in a place and had no power, had no fridge. And I gave him a bunch of solar gear and helped him. And I thought, why don't we do this every year? Why don't we pick someone that needs solar, needs power, but doesn't necessarily have the available funds right now to get it, and give one away every year to somebody in need? And that's how it started.
I had a look at some of the other online profiles of previous winners, and a common theme that I saw was a lot of them would return to their ukaipo and restore whānau roots back home. And so how does that make you feel?
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. That's the best part of it, is there's this really neat trend, I think, at the moment of people going back to the whenua, you know, like getting out of the suburban life and creating a new life. And like you say, some of it would be whānau land. And so you go back there and it's quite cool that they're bringing that land back to life again, eh? So, yeah, no, I enjoy that. And it's a big part of our customer base. Like, maybe a quarter to a third of our customer base would be Māori going back to whānau land or to their whenua. So, it's yeah, it's cool.
So what time of the year do you guys is there like a submission process when lining up for the comp, or how does that go? What's your selection process?
Yeah, we like to do it at the end of the year, so it's kind of like a Christmas present and it will make your Christmas better. So we start it in September and we ask people to submit their story, right? Like, where are you? What's your life like? And people submit story and say, oh, we've just built this little cabin and we've got no power, no fridge or anything. And they submit their stories. We listen to their stories and pick somebody and like to get it in before Christmas. So generally we put it on their roofs, put the panels on their roofs in December if we can.
Outside of the competition times, you gave me a figure of 90,000. That was from North Power. How much does it cost for our whānau to get a hand on these solar kits?
Yeah, we have different levels of kit that we've designed, which is awesome, so that you can get started. And our most popular one we call the batch kit, and that's four panels and four batteries, so that you can survive without batteries. And I'm just looking the price up now because we just changed the prices. And
inflation.
Yeah, you got to get your kits now. The batch kit is $7,500, so
it's under 10%. That's under 10%.
Yeah, I know. Increasingly now, though, people are going for better kits, and we have a kit that has 12 solar panels and 12 batteries, and that's real good if you've got kids and a family. And that'll give you a lifestyle like you're connected to the grid. And that's $20,000, right? That's $19,800. So that's still way cheaper than getting the power connected. If you ring the power board, they are not going to give you a quote for power for under $20,000. They're just not going to do it.
I know a lot of our whānau Māori, like you said earlier, about a quarter to a third of the base of your client base are Māori going back home and to reconnect. And
yeah, and I've had a couple of jokes, you know, they'll come in here to pick up stuff and they'll go, oh man, solar's way better because the whenua belongs to the whole family, but all of us used to camp right by the road where the power pole was, and we got this massive amount of land that goes all the way back. And they go, now we can build in the nice spot where the views are, put the solar kit on. We don't have to live right next to each other, especially if four or five families go back, right?
No, definitely.
Space themselves.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That works well. You can build your cabin where it suits, build your house where it suits, you know, where there's water next to the river or whatever. And in the past, if you had a big chunk of land, quite often the best place might be 2 kilometres from the road, and that's where the cost of getting the power in just gets exorbitant. So so that's where Grid Free comes in, because you can put your whare exactly where you want it and then put the kit on the roof and you've got power, right? So works great.
And I'm definitely, you're selling me, mate, you're selling me. If I was interested, how would I be able to contact you guys?
Best thing to do is go to our website, gridfree.store. And we have got a team here that answers the phones. It's, what are they, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right now. If you go to the website, check out all of our kits. If you've got any questions and you want to know more, don't hesitate, pick up the phone and give the team a call.
That was Craig Simpson, one of the founders of Grid Free, a company that does solar panels to help people, you know, live off the grid.